hot or not? What cities are hot and what cities are not? We're talking DFW residential real estate, folks. We're talking Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Benbrook, Aledo, River District, Wiley, Murphy, Parker, Lucas, Nevada, Farmersville, Cedar Hill, DeSoto, Mesquite, Red Oak. We can keep going. We're talking all things Dallas, Fort Worth real estate. And if you didn't hear your city or town's name, hang tight, folks. We may get to it before we wrap this thing up today. Is your city hot or is it not? Are the values going up or are they, wait for it, going down? Is it true that the Dallas market is plummeting, as some sources say? We'll get to it, folks. But first, maybe you're hanging around this weekend. You're at a Super Bowl party. You're having some layer dip. Gosh, layer dip is fantastic. You're having some layer dip. Did you agree or disagree?
Ugh.
Yeah, no surprise that, no surprise that, on a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised are you that you liked something and Ian immediately acted though it was terrible and gross?
I mean, he told me the other day barbecue is not even on his top 10.
Before we were on the air, he did it to two things and we weren't even doing a thing.
Then
I gave you a really good list of foods that are better than barbecue and you can't disagree with them.
Oh, you can. I wasn't there for it, but I'm sure you could disagree, and if I said it, you would disagree. But here's the thing, folks.
That'd be right.
Let's say you're at a Super Bowl party. You're having some delightful layer dip. Maybe you got some meaty queso. Oh. You're hanging out. Oh, sorry, your mic's muted. That's weird. So you're hanging out. You're having some snacks.
Can't do a show if you keep muting me.
We can. You're having some snacks at a Super Bowl party. I'm just painting the picture. Here's setting the scene. And your friend says to you, you know, we love the area. We're thinking about making a move over here. And then you say, funny you should say that. I know a guy. I've got this phone number saved in my cell phone. I listen to his radio show. I read some of his articles. I read a book or two this guy wrote. I've seen some of his YouTube videos. He's all over the internet. He's got this incredible team of full-time, fully dedicated, world-class agents. You should call Todd Tremonti. His number, the way you call him, or you can just text if you want, 214-310-0008. But you're not going to say that at a Super Bowl party. You're just like, you know, I got a guy for that. And you're going to share the contact in your phone. And you should have this saved in your phone already, because if you need a plumber, roofer, electrician, mortgage information, you want to know if a neighborhood house you're looking at is available or priced right, or you want to know about buying or selling a house on an acre or two or three, you're already going to call 214-310-0008 for the Todd Tremonti home selling team. Great chance you're going to talk to the English wonder himself, the Yanni Donnie. He's going to get you set up with John or Jeremy or Mari, or it could be Mark, it could be Gibson or Grady or David. You never know. One of our full-time dedicated world-class specialists, many of them you've heard right here on the air. But you're at a Super Bowl party, you're having some sweet dip, chips, and someone says they're thinking about buying or selling, and you just say, you know what? I'll hook you up with the Todd Tremonti team. They're pretty great. Go Google them. Check out the reviews. There's over 800 five-star reviews, but also I think they're legit, and you're going to share that contact. You can go right back to your Super Bowl party, and you'll watch the Eagles beat the Chiefs. So,
you're not actually rooting for that, are you?
I didn't say I was rooting for it. I'm just telling you how it goes down. Here's the deal, folks. The city you live in or might have your eyes on right now could be hot.
Or not.
Or not.
Did you ever play that in high school? Hot or not? Did you ever submit your face?
How did you? Oh, like on the web thing?
Yeah. And people would rate you.
I only graduated 1 year before you. That was not a thing when we were in high school.
Or maybe college.
Had to be college.
Yeah, probably college.
Premium.
You know, I remember, I'm not saying like, I've never been to that website or app or whatever, but I remember it like in my circles, it was like, don't, it's so messed up.
Yeah.
Like these, mostly women were like being totally objectified and treated like garbage. So,
but guys too.
Never, well, I'm sure. I'd never participated is all I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm cool. I'm just saying, that was not in my realm. But I tell you what, when it comes to towns and cities, I've played hot or not.
You're a wheelhouse.
You know what I mean?
I know.
With thousands of buyers and sellers that were like, hey, we're thinking about moving to Cedar Hill. Is it hot or not? And then I would say, Ian, what do you think?
Cedar Hill?
Yeah.
I don't have that data.
Ooh. How about if someone said to you, we've heard good things about Allen, thinking about making a move. Is that hot or not?
It's hot.
Tell me how.
The number of sales was up 4.1% last year.
4.1%?
Yep, the dollar volume was up 4.7%.
That's the amount people are paying for the houses.
The average sales price was up 2.7%.
All these sound like the same things, but values were up a little over 4% in Allen last year. Pretty hot in a market that has otherwise been called the slowest market in the history of DFW. Now, you might be saying, I wasn't thinking about Allen. I was thinking about Fort Worth. That's where I want to move. Or maybe where I want to sell my home, and I really want to know, is the market hot or not?
I don't have Fort Worth.
That's not even possible. How about
on this sheet
if I said McKinney?
McKinney? Super hot.
What? How hot?
16.2% on a number of sales was up.
This is 2023 to 2024.
Let me give you the sold dollar volume.
Sales volume in McKinney.
17.2%. Now, average sales price was down a little bit, but the number of sales was...
Lots of activity up in McKinney.
People were not put off by the fact that it was a 0.4% less average sales price.
Shocking. Now, I don't know if you've heard me say this before, but if you've ever paid attention, you have. Averages are wildly misleading. So if we told you McKinney's values were down is it 0.04 or 0.4?
0.04.
0.04%, 0.04 of a single percentage point, you might say, oh, wow, property values were down in McKinney. And then I would tell you, in most areas of McKinney, they were up. But there was probably like one or two or three handfuls, literally like 10, 15, 20 properties that probably dragged that down to be a fraction of a single percentage point down. It is interesting, though, because there's lots of emotions about values being up, values being down. And I don't know if you listened to the show last week, but we quoted a Yahoo Finance article that said, and I quote, Dallas real estate prices will plummet in 2025. Plummet. And then they went on to say 2.5% is what they expected. They chose the word plummet for a market-wide average of 2.something%, which is abuse of the pen, in my opinion.
Do you prefer average sales price or median sales price?
Median's a more reliable number, in my opinion, but even that is tricky because sales price doesn't always technically reflect current value, but it's what the seller got for their home.
Would you like the hottest of the hot cities in terms of median sales price?
Yes, but first let's see if Courtney can come close to it. Where do you think, like, the prices rose the most from 2023 to 2024 in a submarket of Dallas-Fort Worth?
Two of them are pretty close. So I'll give you either.
Frisco.
Yeah. No.
Frisco was already so high, I would think their range of growth from 23 to
0.7%.
Yeah, so it basically Prosper. Held firm, same as Frisco, very similar to Frisco.
What did you say? Plano.
9.4 in Prosper.
Okay.
Plano was 1.1.
Not a lot. I mean,
you're 0 for
Princeton...
3. Tell you what, before we
Princeton,
answer it,
0.3.
Oh, dang.
Before we answer that one, this first segment is brought to you by Patrick Glaros and his mortgage team over at ABC Bank. Check out patrickglaros.com for all your mortgage needs. If you're refinancing, which is becoming more of an option again, if you're thinking about buying a home, a second home, a lake property, a vacation property, maybe a little duplex, threeplex, fourplex, you're thinking about renting out. Reach out to Patrick and his team, patrickglaros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickglaros.com, NMLS number 308804. And you can always, if you ever forget Patrick's info or anybody else we talk about here, you can just go to toddtremonteteam.com, click on the radio tab, and you can find all their information there. But Patrick and his team are the only mortgage group I've ever used in my 20-plus years of being in real estate and being married and owning real estate. And I think they're worth you giving them a call. As good as it gets in educating you through the process, finding great price, of course, but also evaluating where a mortgage fits in your overall wealth building picture. PatrickGlaros.com. Okay, hottest market in DFW from 23 to 24 based on increase in sales prices.
Median sales price.
Yep.
I'll give you the top three. Top three, number three is Prosper at 9.4%.
So you got that one.
Okay.
Well, I said top two.
Y'all were like, you're way off.
I didn't say you were way off.
You're like, well, that's like Frisco. Go ahead.
Stand by, top, just for a second.
Go ahead.
You think I sounded pretty close to the way
I'm going
to
play it back.
Okay, go ahead.
I will. Go ahead.
I dare you to play it back.
No, you go ahead.
You've been muted now. Nope, you've lost your privilege.
Top two,
we have in number two with 11.1% increased median sales price to go along with 41% increased number of sales and 52% in dollar volume. Van Alstyne.
We never talk about Van Alstyne.
Van Alstyne's a killer Homes on Land spot.
I forget. It's north. It's
of what?
West east.
So listen.
It's technically north.
It's northwest.
North of somewhere.
It's northwest east, like you said. Here's the thing. Van Alstyne's
got. What interstate am I taking?
Van Alstyne's got great options for acreage property. It's far north of McKinney, right? So McKinney.
Taking 75 all the way up.
Yeah, you're going 75 right through Van Alstyne.
Interesting.
Not quite to, you know, Sherman and. When you start feeling like you're almost Oklahoma. Yeah. So Van Alstyne is after Anna, but 75 goes straight through. But Van Alstyne's got some cool charm and culture. It's also still got lots of acreage property.
It's pretty country.
But we have talked about Van Alstyne. We've talked about it from big developers putting thousands of houses out there, which is why I would imagine you saw that big of a leap in sales. Is like we just created more inventory. People could go up there and get a house in the twos or threes, probably threes, and they sold, 1,200 more than they did the previous year, and it's a small enough area that you could see 51% growth or whatever it was in total sales. But that doesn't take anything away from it. That's if you own property in Van Alstyne, you're probably pretty thrilled with your equity growth. You might not be thrilled with your tax valuation growth, but you're probably pretty excited that your value's going up.
Yes, ma'am.
I did go to school. And so I know.
Congratulations.
Louisiana State Agricultural and Technical College.
Can you give a round of applause, please, to Courtney for going to school?
I'll think about it.
Hit that. And then hit now. And now this.
What?
No. Now this.
I know it's your favorite bumper, but I hold the keys.
It's my favorite. I know the difference between median and average, but are we talking about the difference between a couple thou? Essentially. If the median is the middle, how is that not the average?
I mean, she just said that she knows the difference, but she clearly doesn't.
Did you mute me?
No, you're yelling plenty loud for any other mic to pick you up. Listen.
I'd like to defend myself.
You have to deal with this audio later.
I know.
Listen, Louisiana State Agricultural and Technical College, or whatever LSU is called.
Yeah, go Tigers.
We're just putting you on notice. You missed this one. And which high school? Baton Rouge College for the mathematically gifted? Magnet High School. Yeah.
No, listen to me. In the terms of thousands of dollars.
It can be wildly different.
What is the difference?
So the median, if we laid out every transaction that happened throughout the entire year of, let's just say, Van Alstyne.
Yeah, I know the notches. The median's, it's like a ruler.
The median's the middle. Right?
I know.
The average is the same number line. But there might be one deal over on the far end that sold for $32 million because it was 400 acres or whatever. But if we're averaging them all in, it's going to bring the average up of every individual transaction of the entire year. Of course, all of them thrown together, that's going to skew it. But let's just say we're averaging the acreage property sold in Van Alstyne. Let's say Van Alstyne's not that big, so there's only 41 deals. And most of them were like $200,000 to $400,000, and there was a $32 million deal. Median and average are going to be millions of dollars off.
Well, I think that's dumb. And I think it was a good question.
I think math is dumb.
Well, you...
Brought to you by the same lady of I don't like goals.
You know what? Listeners, you can support me here from these two momos.
And now... this.
You're listening to DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti, and this is a residential real estate show. From time to time, we have to slow down and work on the basic maths, but that's okay. Courtney is, in fact, quite intelligent and gifted and creative, just didn't have median and average worked out. But is your area hot or not?
Don't miss my point.
Text us right now. We'll let you know. 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008.
Did we even get to number one?
Would you like number one?
Yes!
We're going to get there.
Oh, go ahead.
Here's why it matters, actually.
Okay.
You need an expert. Okay.
I guess so.
Could I mislead you with a statistic like that if I wanted to? I wouldn't. But would a media outlet potentially say average home sales are up or down?
All right. Now right? That's where this matters.
And then you're like, oh, that's scary. And then someone else who knows what they're talking about and is actually cares for you or even has like a responsibility, a fiduciary agent client relationship that's like, I get in big trouble if I don't tell you that that's misleading. Now, sadly, a lot of agents just don't know better. They're not bad people, but they don't do the research or whatever.
They're bad people.
But to say to you, here's what's really true. Let's carve this one out. This is why this one's not relevant to the data. This is why this one doesn't really, it's not comparable to what you're talking about. I know the family on this one. I know why they made that decision. That is real data, but we're going to, that's an outlier. That was a awesome, they won the lottery. They didn't care what they got, or they were in a horrible situation. They just had to dump it.
That's my whole point. When you need local, to make the perfect math problem.
When a local agent or broker or team knows what's going on, then they can do that. Otherwise, you're like, oh, you're just picking and choosing and playing with the numbers. All that's possible. But the headline, the article or whatever, even when they try their very best, can't be your best source of data. You need to talk to someone that can tell you, hey, the median actually really, really matters here, and this is why we don't trust averages. I almost never trust averages, but in some areas, it could be the better data point. So that's the point of the little exchange. And number one, based on stats, increased property sales price in the Dallas side of the Metroplex from 23 to 24 is...
with math that for some people doesn't math, is with 12.2% increased median sales price and a 10.9% average sales price to go along with 1.3% increased sales volume and 12.5% cash dollar amount, Colleyville...
Yeah!
Shocker, I'm a little bit of a surprise.
Colleyville has always held value really, really strong. I wouldn't know exactly what the 23 to 24 driver was.
I think if you can find your community in Colleyville, it's a hot spot.
Sure.
Yeah, they do a good job of being well-known, well-regarded, but also staying a little bit under the radar as far as like, everybody's moving out there.
Mm-hmm. So this sheet lists... tells you whether it's a slight seller's advantage, buyers, whatever. It has every single city that's on this list, is like, I don't know, 30, 35 cities, as a slight seller's advantage in terms of the amount of inventory and stuff. But two of them are different. One, Carrollton, strong seller's market.
Yep, inventory related.
Anna, slight buyer's advantage.
I don't know. Boots on the ground, it is a seller's market. I am telling you. I'm just telling you.
I'm going to try not to meter.
I mean, if you're telling us, then...
I'm going to try not to...
But Todd says not to go with feelings, so don't hire me. Hire Todd.
Well, you also don't have a license.
Hire our team.
I'm going to try not to meter.
I matter.
Stand by. So...
she matters, Todd.
So loud today. Listen, your boots have been on the ground in one market.
That's true.
And in that market, you are right.
Thank you.
Doesn't it feel good to be told that?
Did you hear it, Ian?
But we're speaking.
I'm going to play it back.
We're speaking to people on radio and podcasts all over DFW and the country, and technically based on the data of the world. So we're going to tell them that the vast majority of the Dallas-Fort Worth real estate market is in a slight seller's advantage market. I actually agree with that data. Just because a report says it does not mean I agree with it. But our boots on the ground, as Courtney says, and our market-by-market specific data that we track, absorption rate, inventory metrics, speed of purchase, price movement, percentage of property value, would say the same. Now, again, that's market-wide data. If you said, oh, Richardson is a just rampant seller's market, tons of seller leverage, I could go right now and probably the next hour and find you like a block. I'm like, not so much on this block, though. There's four homes for sale on this block. There's eight that have never, ever, ever turned over. And they just ripped up the front road to replace the water main for the next 6 months. Like, this one's not so much. Like, I could find that. That's why we always say real estate is hyper local. And you need a world-class real estate professional dedicated to the skill set or the task that you need performed. For example, buying or selling a home in a neighborhood, buying or selling a home on acreage, or buying a condo with a rooftop deck. Like, you need someone that really, really knows that. And is full-time and full-time dedicated. Like, I work all day, every day at being great at that. And our team at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team specializes in DFW neighborhood homes and homes on land. And we have agents who only work with sellers in those special niche areas or only work with buyers. We have a group in Fort Worth and a group on the Dallas side. So you're going to get specialized, full-time, dedicated knowledge with agents that we have hand-selected, trained ourselves, We're a small but mighty team on purpose to specialize in giving you world-class value with guaranteed outcomes. And we still guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time, regardless of market conditions. And we're still guaranteeing to save you at least $5,000 throughout the purchase process. Lately, a lot more than that, even in a market that leans slightly to the seller advantage still. Now, I also want to tell you about goodgaragefloors.com, because the last couple of weeks, we have been really, really taking full advantage of our pickleball court that they turned our ugly concrete slab into a beautiful pickleball court. Volleyball, we've actually been doing a little more volleyball than pickleball lately. And you need to reach out to them, goodgaragefloors.com, goodgaragefloors.com. Let them know Todd Tremonti sent you or our team sent you, and they're going to give you a little extra benefit for being friends of the team. goodgaragefloors.com. Now, whether your area is hot or not, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home in 2025, you need to be very strategic. There's a lot of confusing, misleading, or even just contradictory data, information, headlines out in the media. You know, Yahoo Finance puts out something that says the market's plummeting, and then we look at the actual data, and almost every city in the area is up at least a few percentage points, and the ones that are down very, very little. So those are misleading headlines. Now, is the data accurate? We don't know. Future predictions, we just don't know. I can tell you that based on the data, based on the trend, based on the attitudes of buyers and sellers right now, the spring market is going to be pretty rowdy. There's going to be competition. We are already seeing multiple offers on good properties in February. We are seeing buyers who have been waiting for the last couple of years more ready to move forward than they have been in several years. We are seeing sellers more optimistic, but still with a healthy bit of caution. And we just want to let you know right now that our capacity to serve you in selling your home in a neighborhood or selling your home on land is limited. And we have had many of you reach out. And I don't know, between John and Jeremy in the last 2 weeks, they went on like 20-something sit-downs directly with sellers so that they could get their home sold over the average price and under the average time. Quite a few land, quite a few neighborhood. So we have been telling you for a while that we have about 16 spots for home sellers in spring and summer for neighborhoods and about 16 spots for home sellers on land. Those numbers are down to maybe 11. I don't have the exact numbers at the moment. 10, 11, 12, somewhere in that range. And so if you are going to planning to sell your house in a neighborhood or on an acre or two or three or four, in this spring summer season, which is not the only time to do it, but a lot of people love that season. It works for your family and your business and things like that. If you're thinking about that, you need to claim one of those spots right now. If you want a guarantee that your home in a neighborhood or on land will sell over the average price and under the average time, and you can enjoy the ride and have fun and reduce the drama and get world-class results, you need to let us know. 214-310-0008. You can claim one of those spots. You don't have to get on the market now. We can have the conversation, make sure we're a fit for each other, talk through what you could net from that transaction, and claim one of those spots. 214-310-0008 or
thatremoneyteam.com.
Now, if you're thinking about buying, we have limited capacity there as well, and those spots are filling up at least as fast. We've got more agents on the buy side by design, but if you're thinking about buying this spring or summer, let us know right now, and for you, I would say hurry. The sooner you do that, the better. We're in a season of good deals right now. 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can, maybe should, probably should, buy a second property.
Todd!
Yes?
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How do I really know when I'm ready to invest in a second house with my finances?
Wow, that didn't sound like you were reading it at all.
It's a good question.
Well, I'm trying to move the show along.
What do the kids call it back in the day? A hater? Don't be a hater.
I mean, apparently.
Josh Hader? Nope. Here's the deal, folks. Everyone I know has considered either buying their first house, or if they've bought their first house, they've considered buying a second house. Doesn't mean they're going to do it. It doesn't mean they've made real progress. But I literally don't think I know anyone personally that hasn't at least thought about what would it be like to own a second house, to invest in a little bit of real estate. I know Ian's done that at one point. Courtney, we've talked about your dream second property.
And I have had one at one time.
I've got some investment property. Yeah. Everyone is thinking and talking about this. So lean in, folks. There is no one-size-fits-all formula. But here's what I'm going to tell you. The vast majority of people with lives and jobs and kids and social lives and all that who are not going to go be full-time real estate investors as you're 100%, like that's your only source of income or your main source of income. But you're looking to like own a little bit of property, build some equity, generate some rental income, maybe some tax benefits. That's, you know, we can debate over that kind of thing. But you're just saying, look, I would like my personal finances and my life to improve by owning a little bit more real estate. Here's the thing. Most people are only going to do that one of four ways. Okay. Number one, most popular, I'm going to buy a house and rent it out to another person or family for a year or more. So a lot of people will do that by, they will buy a new house for themselves and keep their old house and rent that out. Mm-hmm. Or they'll go buy a house in an area that they're comfortable with at a price they think they can get fair rent for, and they'll do that, right? So they've got one or two, maybe three or four of those, and they're starting to really build some equity and cash flow for now or later or retirement. That's the most popular. Number two is what we call a quick flip. I bought a house that was in rough shape or whatever. I made it nicer, and I tried to sell it as fast as I can and get a big chunk of change, right? $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, $100,000. I don't love that one as much, but I've done a lot of it. So there are times and reasons you would do that. Number three, becoming way more popular, the short-term rental, right? So I bought a house, a beach condo, a lake house, a mountain house, or just a house near interesting stuff, and people are going to rent that for one or two nights or 1 week or a weekend or whatever, and I'm going to have way more management burden, me or whoever I hire, higher management fees, but also higher annualized revenue if I've done a good job, because people will pay more for one night than they will for 1 month or whatever. The fourth one, and maybe my favorite, is called a slow flip. I wrote a book on this years ago. It's very simple. You can get it for like a dollar on Amazon. My book is called Live Free, The Art of the Two-Year Flip. We call the process the two-year flip, slow flip. You buy it, you live in it, and then you sell it when you go to live someplace else, and you generate 100% tax-free profit up to $250,000 as an individual or $500,000 as a married couple. In most homes in DFW, you're not going to make, you know, $250 in 2 years or $500 in 2 years. But if you do, you'll pay taxes on the amount above the $250 or the $500. I don't know any other way you can enjoy where you live, improve it, live in a nice place, and then make 100% tax-free income, big income, without a whole lot of extra effort. You're just living there and enjoying it. If you do all the work yourself, there's extra effort. If you pay a contractor, you know how that works. So those are the four main ways. I think everyone should have some additional real estate in your portfolio. Now, if you're not someone that's like, oh, I have a portfolio, you do. Yours might just be you have a little bit of stock. You have retirement at work. Or currently, all you have is your savings account, or you have nothing right now. You have a portfolio and it's empty. Here's me encouraging you to build wealth through real estate and other avenues. Increase your income as much as you can. Have some stocks and bonds if that feels safe to you. Have some real estate. Maybe have some other investments. I don't know, art, royalties, whatever. But maybe start a business. Maybe invest in someone else's business, whatever.
Stamp collecting.
But real estate, ooh, the number three most appreciated asset in the last 10 years, stamps. I saw that the other day. I don't know the source, so I might not be entirely right. But I saw it someplace that I was trusting enough to pay attention to. I was like, wow. Anyway, the idea overwhelms a lot of people. But what I would say is, if you're thinking, I really would like to have another property, I'd like to have $200, $300, $400, $500 coming in every month, or I'd like to have a property that's totally paid for in the next 25 or 30 years, and then I'd like to have an extra $1,500 a month coming in retirement, or man, I'd like to get one a year for the next 10 years, and if my stocks and bonds don't ever work out, I still have $10,000 or $15,000 coming in off these rentals. Call us, 214-310-0008, 214-310-0008, set you up with a free strategy session. We can get a game plan together. We had multiple people meet with our team this week just to talk about that plan. I talked with one of our team members at lunch this week about that plan. But let's say it's the most common. Buy a house, rent it out. First and foremost, if you can do it with cash, great. This is a great time to do that. Now's better than March. March will be better than April. So let us know. If you're financing, reach out to Patrick Glaros, patrickglaros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickglaros.com. He's been my go-to guy for years. He's been a sponsor of this show as long as this show's been a show. And you can find them online, calculators, and you can connect with them at patrickglaros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S. But find out what you could borrow.
What's his NMLS number?
NMLS number 308804. We did it earlier in the show, so we didn't have to do it now, but it's always fun to say. NMLS number 308804. Now, call him and find out what would my payment be on that as a non-homestead property, not my home. This is an investment. So I'm going to buy it for $300,000, and my payment's going to be $2,489 all in. And so what could I rent it for? And then you talk to an agent you could trust on the Todd Tremonti home selling team, and they say, hey, you could probably rent that for $2,550. And then we would say, that's not a great deal. Let's not buy that one. And we would move on to the next one. Because we would tell you, if you can't get bare minimum $200, really more likely $300, we say, per door. If you get a duplex, you need to generate $600 a month. Of quadplex, $1,200 a month. $300 per individual unit every single month of positive cash flow, because something's going to happen. You're going to have a roof problem. You're going to have a water heater problem. You're going to have some electrical issues. This is just how houses work, especially rentals. And so you don't ever want to rent a house out all year and make no money. Now, you still could be building equity, because that tenant is paying more than what you owe for principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. And so now you're building equity, meaning that house is worth more and you owe less. Even if it's worth a little less, you owe less. And that cash flow. And some tax benefits. So I think it's wise. I think everyone should have some real estate in your portfolio. I'm not telling you you got to go out and do that today and put your family at risk. But it is an excellent piece of investment of a portfolio that has lots of different things in it. So is real estate the only way to make money? No. Is it the best way to make money? Depends. Is it a great, reliable way to have a real asset that you likely will never fully, truly lose, even in a terrible situation? Yes. In DFW, do we think those values are going to continue going up? Yes. In DFW, do we think we're going to continue to be a very strong rental market where rents are going to stay strong? Yes. So is that a great investment? I think so. I want to own all the real estate in DFW I can. I never want to sell any of it, to be honest with you.
I got some good and bad news on your book, Todd.
Yep.
The bad news, you want to get a hard copy, $6.99. Good news.
We're really sticking it to them lately.
Good news, if you have Kindle Unlimited, F-R-E-E.
F-R-E-E. We're making no money on that.
Okay.
But yeah, we did not write that book to make money. We wrote it to help our clients. We wrote that to help our clients. Like, that really is just like the how-to that I kept telling clients over and over.
Great book.
It's very short, super easy to read. The only negative reviews are like, oh, this is kind of basic. And that's from like sophisticated investors. Most people that have done it and actually implement it are like, this is so easy. And this is a massive financial leapfrog moment for our family. And we've highlighted many of them on the show. My wife and I did this multiple times before we settled into our long-term home. If you're an empty nester, if you're young and single, if you don't have kids yet, it's easy. If you have kids, you can still do this. It doesn't have to be that hard. You know, moving with children tends to be a little more challenging. But the reality is you could do this every 2 years if you really, really wanted and generate an entire second income tax-free. That's why the book is titled Live Free. It could cover your basic living expenses for the next 2 years. Basic living expenses for the next 2 years until you do it again. It's incredible.
The reviews are excellent. The only downside that I'm seeing in the reviews, and you don't need to go on and leave the review if this is it, because three people already have.
The images.
Picture icon on the Kindle does not apparently work.
Yeah, that's an Amazon thing. When they converted it to the Kindle Unlimited thing, the images didn't convert.
But everybody else is like, great book.
If you get the paperback or hardback, they're fine. They're great. And if you're a client of ours, you don't need to buy it. We'll just give you one along with several other books our team has written. If you're thinking about buying, selling, investing in real estate, buying that second or third home or lake home, let us know. We're here to help you with that. We're here to have a free strategy session, cup of coffee, glass of water, let you breathe. You don't have to sign anything if you're not ready. But get a game plan together and go, okay, cool. I think I really could buy 5 rental houses in the next 10 years, and that could be a huge part of our retirement. That can help us spend a year in Europe or whatever your goals are. But let's have that conversation. I have a world-class team of experts here that are full-time, fully dedicated. We got a group in Fort Worth. We got a group over here on the Dallas side in Richardson. Give us a call, 214-310-0. 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. Or you can just Google Todd Tremonti, spell it as best you can. Contact us in whatever way is comfortable for you that you're ready for, and we will make sure we take great care of you.
There's a lot of real estate start this real estate show there, Todd. So we're going to move directions a little bit.
Oh, great. Here comes the shenanigans. Stand
Mary by. Kurt.
And now this.
Is hyped up.
About what?
The Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
El Super Bowl.
I'm excited about the dip.
Are we allowed to say Super Bowl? Do we just break? We just violate a trademark?
Oh.
I notice at the grocery stores, they're all like, the big game.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, you can't have like gear.
You can't profit from it?
No.
All right,
back to
you. We're
just promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do some picks. We need to decide who we think is going to win, and we need to have a little bet going on.
What?
Probably the Chiefs.
What is the consequence on air for being wrong about this? Now, they're not everybody's just getting the audio. Our YouTube folks are getting some videos. So we could do...
I like the idea of singing something.
Okay. You wear the unicorn outfit, the unicorn onesie.
Sure.
And you sing...
Pink Pony Club.
I don't know it. I'm a little teapot.
Sure.
Yeah, full gestures, which I need... I'll have to ask the girls for some help. Tip me over and pour me out. All right. You wear the unicorn onesie.
Yep.
The unicorn onesie. Our team knows what this is. Our radio audience doesn't, but you can catch it on the YouTubes.
Are we picking different
teams? If you're
teams?
Wrong.
Well, if multiple people are wrong, then
if you're wrong,
are.
You wear the unicorn onesie and you sing I'm a Little Teapot on the show in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
Okay. Who do you think is going to win, Todd?
Philadelphia Eagles by 3.
Chiefs by 6.
Chiefs money line.
What's the money line?
They're just going to win.
Oh, you just went the straight up?
Yeah.
I took the Eagles straight up. I called it by 3. So
we're just going straight up.
Straight up, if you're wrong, you pay the consequence.
Correct.
All right. So you two.
We're Chiefs. We're Team Chiefs.
You two lamos took the easy way.
And you are
and
the
I
Eagles.
I took the road less traveled by.
But also maybe the grosser road.
Good luck.
I didn't say I liked it. I'm not sure I like either one of them.
I don't like either of them, to be honest.
Yeah. You know who's not in the Super Bowl.
But you know who has extra players on the team?
Any teams that any of us root for.
Yeah. It's pretty typical.
I just root for the NFL. Go football.
Yay, footy.
Yay.
All right, folks, Todd. If you are thinking about buying or selling a house, you know who to call, right? Like, you know where to go?
Ghostbusters?
I don't know if you knew this.
Google Todd Tremonti and check out over 700 5-star reviews.
Now 800!
Way more than that, 800 these days.
Not Ghostbusters.
Still true that
we're
it's
gonna
over
get
700.
We're going to get
1,000. Working on it. If you love us, if you love the show, if you found value from our team, you can Google Todd Tremonti and you could leave us a review. Just make sure it's like a compliant, ethical review. We don't want fake stuff. Courtney, did you have a question?
Well, I did. I guess I was wondering if I have a $5,000 budget.
$5,000?
Yeah, just a little half mil.
$500,000.
What did I say?
You five. Said 5. I mean, again, it's math.
It's okay. It's math.
It's numbers.
Louisiana State University.
It's tough. $500,000 budge. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I want an acre or more.
Do we have to use all the slangs like you?
$500,000.
Can I slay this?
Oh, dear. Slay.
Skippity Riz.
Oh, get out of here.
Sigma.
Get. Let's see. Let me look right now. McKinney, Texas.
Okay.
$400,000. I got a 3-bed, 2-bath, almost 1,600 square foot, just shy of 2 acres. How's that?
Okay.
You save $100,000. What'd you say? Thou?
Thou.
It would be a hundo. It would be a hundo thou.
You'd sound like a clown saying it, but you
so
could save
expand.
A hundo thou. Farmersville, which is east of McKinney and blowing up. I love Farmersville. $400,000, 4-bed, 2-bath, 2,300 square feet on 2.85 acres.
You serious? No cap? No cap?
No cap.
Wow.
No cap.
No cap.
Wow.
Princeton. Princeton is in between those two, 3-bed, 2-bath, 1,419 square feet on an acre and a half, 422. Let's go to a different area. Nevada, if you come down southeast, that is how you say it, folks. East of Wiley, just over by Lake Levan or Levan Lake, 429-niner, 4-bed, 2-bath, almost 1,900 square feet, 1-acre lot. This is a 2013 build, so a newer home. It's a good-looking house. Front porch.
Whenever Nevada comes up, I like to imagine that somebody has traveled for the first time to the United States. Mm-hmm. They found a ticket to Nevada. They landed at DFW. They got in their vehicle. They drove off thinking they were going to go into the land of the casinos when
they
in
were
fact
just stunned.
Do you know there's a desk at the Austria airport for people who thought they bought a ticket to Australia?
That's
to get them rerouted.
They're like, no, no, it's median. It's median.
It's more expensive.
How about Salina? North?
Ooh,
Salina's blowing up.
I could go for Salina.
I could go for Salina. Listen, I'm going to save you $20,100. $479.9. It gets you a 3.2 on about 1,900 square feet. Built 2,000 on just a hair over an acre. It's a good-looking house.
Okay.
Not huge, but good-looking house.
Okay.
They've got, looks like, 4 garage bays, just a hair over an acre, and really well-positioned house. So mostly backyard, but a nice, good front yard. You're not right up on the road. Tons of parking. You got an outdoor shed. You got covered patio with a huge fan. Yeah, this is like...
When you say tons of parking, what do you mean? Like a big driveway?
I'll show it to you right now. Yes.
Seems
like
a strange thing to say.
Well, when you have land, you're going to enter. In my mind, I live this way. You have people coming over all the time.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, if these are a little bit on the edge of town, they're either not necessarily on a busy road, but they're off of a main road or a farm to market road or whatever. It's not like you're on the highway. But yeah, you're not like in a cul-de-sac in a neighborhood, right? Like the main road, when I say main road, I don't mean huge. But the road to get to your house stops at your driveway.
Right.
And so people are not parking out on the street.
Right.
Now, they might just park on the grass if you have a huge deal. But if you got a bigger driveway, more people can come over and come to a party and hang out. That's a thing. And again, that's just one little tiny example of when we help people buy and sell homes on land. We help them look for that. Or when they're selling, we help them communicate that value and help the buyer understand this is going to be a need you have here. Because when you're used to living in a neighborhood, you're not thinking about that. And then you might get there, and the first time you want to have a party, you're like, oh my gosh, where's everybody going to park? And if it's rained lately, they're not all parking in the grass. You're like, shoot, we have this amazing place we want to share with people, and it won't work. Just one tiny example of how working with someone who truly specializes in the property type you want or need to sell and get max value out of really matters. And we specialize in DFW neighborhood homes and DFW homes on land, which usually means big backyard, half an acre to 10 acres, usually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 acres, right? But this one's a prime example. There's no feature of this house that's going to blow you away, but you could do anything. You could put in a pool, put in a lazy river if you want. You could put in some trails. You could plant a garden, an orchard. You could put a shop back there.
Crocodile moat.
You could probably even do that. You could put a little sport court in there. You know, $479.9 in Salina is actually a pretty darn good deal for a little over an acre and a 3-bed, 2-bath. So,
especially
yeah.
In a city where the median sales price increased 4.1% over
Look
the past
at this data driven guy.
Different to the average sales price, which was 3.6.
Like murderial.
I think murder is probably not. You've said it publicly idea. Now. So if either of us goes,
you're kind of number one suspect.
Yeah, probably.
I'll tell you what. Those are available all over. A couple weeks ago, we did like a top 15 cities to buy homes on land, and they were everywhere. But let me show you Aledo real quick. Aledo's a hot spot. 2,200 square feet, acre and a half, 480. Gorgeous. Really, really good looking. Ranch style house, couple acres. Wow. Some wooded aspects. Like, this is not so far out of your reach, folks. If you want to own a home on land, or if you're thinking about selling a home on land, we will market the heck out of that thing for you. And if you're looking to buy one, we'll find you a deal. Doesn't mean you're going to steal one, but we'll find you a fair or better deal in a place that you and your family can really, really love. Farmersville, 4-2, 2020 built, acre and a half, $499. Come on, folks.
I'm shook. I got to be honest.
I'm excited about it. Patrick Glaros help you get that financed. DP Lambert help you get it insured. GoodGarageFloors.com, get you a
smooth
sport court, get those garages cleaned up.
Republic Title, get us through to the closing
Woo!
Table.
Not even a question.
We got the
Republic
crew.
Title on
All
it,
of it.
You know? And if you need anything else, by the way, you just let us know. You call or text 214-310-0008. We'll get you an electrician, plumber, roofer, painter, We'll patch a little sheetrock. Courtney knows a guy. 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. Or
Todd Tremonti Team.
You just go to toddtremontiteam.com or you Google Todd Tremonti. It's T-R-A-M-O-N-T-E. A lot of people like to say Tremonti. I don't really get upset about it, but it's Tremonti or Tremonti. But spell it as best you can. We're here to help. We genuinely, truly are. We've been doing this 20 years now. This is our 20th year as a team. I've been in real estate longer than that, but it's our 20th year as a team. And we genuinely believe that if we can help you, we're going to help you. And you're going to get value, and ultimately we'll get value. If you hire us to represent you, we'll make a commission. One of these days, we think just pouring tons of value on people, ultimately it'll come back. It'll make our business viable. We'll sleep great at night. We'll love the impact we're having in our community and the income that most likely comes from that. So if we can help you with anything real estate related, you don't have to be ready to sign or hire us or buy or sell. Just call or text 214-310-0008. What's the number again, Courtney? 214-310-0008.
You know what else people should do?
What?
Look at a home valuation.
No doubt.
Yeah. Go do that. Head over to TodTremontiTeam.com. Click on that home valuation tab, and in less than a minute,
legitimately,
you'll be able to see what your house is worth.
Courtney was 38 seconds. I think David was 35.
Amazing.
Yeah. Quick.
Find out what your home's worth. You can track your equity. If you want a cash offer on your property, you can do all that at that one spot, and you can get a monthly update of your property value at zero cost whatsoever.
And if you want something that isn't automated, just reach out to us. Just reply to the email that you'll get, and we'll see it, and we'll reach out, and we'll get it all figured out.
You just go to toddtremontiteam.com, toddtremontiteam.com, and then on that homepage, it'll just a little home valuation button, and in under a minute, you'll have your info. Probably a lot more info than you expected, and it will be of great value to you. If you are thinking about getting into the business of real estate, by the way, we're looking for two people in Fort Worth and one or two in Richardson. Maybe you want to sell homes and be an agent, specialize with sellers or buyers. Maybe you want to be an inside sales agent and work the phones and help people and set appointments up for our other agents, or you have some other gift that you think would benefit our team. Let us know that as well. 214-310-0008. And if all else fails and you're like, you know, I'm not so sure about these people, they scream a lot on their radio show, just go check out our reviews.
Here for you.
Check out over 800 people, more reviews than any other real estate group in DFW. 800 people have given 5-star reviews and see what they think about our people, our process, the value, the guarantees. And if we can help you at all, then just let us know. Click a button, call a number, fill out a form, send a text. 214-310-0008 for the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team.